3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How's everyone doing today? This is Alex. You can call me Brewery. I am your main host. I hope that everyone is doing well. I also hope that this episode helps you get through this day. If you are a new listener to this podcast, you can follow this podcast on the following platforms. It is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You can simply find this podcast on other listening platforms. If you don't have one of the listening platforms, download it on your devices. Please download it now. You are going to miss out on some episodes. You can follow this podcast on Instagram. Just press the follow button. You can subscribe to this podcast on YouTube. I have a disclaimer for this episode. I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a psychologist, I am not a therapist in any way, shape, or form. I'm not a medical professional, I'm not someone who simply gives people professional advice. I'm not licensed, I'm not giving anyone legal advice or medical advice. I'm not diagnosing anyone, I'm simply forming my opinion. That is all I have for this episode. So I need to talk about the OnlyFans ban update. OnlyFans has suspended its decision to ban sexually explicit content after it received widespread backlash over the planned policy change. Everyone knows that OnlyFans content has porn and nudity. Not all of it has it. That is what it is currently known for. Of course, it scared a lot of sex workers who relied on the platform to financially support themselves. It pissed them off. Some creators deleted their OnlyFans account due to the ban. Since its reversal, the creators will have to decide if they return to OnlyFans, leave the platform, or recreate another OnlyFans account since they deleted it. OnlyFans made a statement. Here is what they said. Thank you to everyone for making your voices heard. We have secured assurances necessary to support our diverse creator community and have suspended the planned October 1st policy change. OnlyFans stands for inclusion and we will continue to provide a home for all creators. So that is their public statement. I don't know how I feel about it. I know both sides of the fence. If it's true that it's happening, then I want to see how many of these porn content creators come back to the platform and use other platforms. I feel that this was done for attention and as a publicity stunt. I know that OnlyFans reversed the plan due to the backlash. I find it very clear that a person with OnlyFans generates more income than a person with a degree, a person who went to trade school, a person who gained an associate's degree. This is no means to knock anyone. I'm not judging what people are doing for a living. These people who were on OnlyFans for a number of years left because they felt that their livelihood has been jeopardized. They felt that the ban was the end of the world. They thought that the ban turned their world upside down. They know that a number of them can't go back to their old jobs. I can understand if people were not happy with their current jobs and went over to OnlyFans. Yeah, OnlyFans gave people a lot of opportunities, and these people made a fortune out of it. That is the part that OnlyFans messed up when they made the porn and nudity ban official. I'm sure that there are other platforms that operate similarly with OnlyFans. One is Fansly. Fansly claimed that they are lenient because they support all types of creators on the platform. Promoting subscription content is people's way of living. I'm not knocking these people for being a sex worker. By the way, I'm not into sex work. They feel that they are forced to leave OnlyFans because of the ban on porn and nudity. I feel that the reason OnlyFans reversed their ban is that they saw their customers flocking to other platforms, so they have access to fetishes and porn content, let alone nudity. They may feel that they ruined the opportunity for people. I'm talking about the sex workers. That includes the people who follow sex workers on these paying subscription platforms such as OnlyFans. They realize that maybe they fucked up because these people are doing much better than their old careers or their old jobs. The people on OnlyFans don't like their current old-fashioned careers they worked in. They may have realized that OnlyFans is a better career than other old-fashioned careers. Let's say that people were a teacher, a nurse, or a receptionist, or someone who had a corporate job. Part of me feels that it was about the money. They were afraid that they would lose money after banning explicit content on the platform. Clearly, they allegedly pulled the biggest Uno card. They basically did in 180. They know that they are jeopardizing people's livelihoods, including sex workers. It reminds me if Pornhub went against their purpose to ban porn content. They feel that it was their fault to make the ban on pornography official. I also want to point out that OnlyFans probably reversed the ban on pornography. It's obvious that the majority of the content is porn and nudity. It's like saying that Wendy's are going to get rid of their milkshakes for good. I'm sure that Wendy's generated a lot of sales because they sold milkshakes. I believe they still do. Milkshakes sell well. That's not a secret. Someone brought this up and I like this comparison. It reminds me of a comparison where McDonald's would get rid of the Big Macs. What I learned is that Big Macs sell well, and that is why McDonald's are able to generate a huge amount of fortune. That is what it sounds like to me, and I agree with this comparison. Another example that I can come up with is Dunkin' is going to get rid of their donuts. We all know that Dunkin' is known for their donuts. Dunkin' would not survive if it was not for the donuts. That is what it reminds me of when OnlyFans reversed the ban on nudity and porn when their content is nudity and porn. I feel that people are not looking at a bigger picture. The real reason why OnlyFans said that they are going to ban nudity and pornography is that they can partners cut ties with companies that allow anything related to nudity and pornography. I brought this up in an episode about the OnlyFans ban. You know, the banking partners are the ones in charge of the transactions. There was an issue with transactions. Pornhub made the change because they wanted to save themselves and work with payment processors. I feel that if there was an issue going on with OnlyFans, then they should have done something about it before payment processors would cut ties with them. Overall, I did not expect something like this to happen because I thought that they would never change their minds. The only type of update that I want to see is if these payment processors are going to stick by that they will never pay people for promoting porn and nude content, specifically on OnlyFans. I feel that these payment processors would not pull a publicity stunt. I see OnlyFans pulling a publicity stunt. I did bring up that the ASLU has been fighting for sex workers' rights because PayPal decided to stop paying people who are in the sex work industry, same with a payment processor strike. That is all I want to see, and that's the type of update that I want to hear. I have not heard an update from these payment processors and these banking institutions after OnlyFans reversed the ban on porn and nudity. I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.